first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Ananta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Ananta Forbes. AnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Ananta.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. We're going to talk about Skip Gen Travel. And I was looking to see, there's a few stories out there saying this is becoming a more and more popular trend in travel. I think people have been doing this all along. They just didn't really add a name to it. But what is Skip Gen Travel?
It's short for Skipper Generation. And as you say, it is a travel trend where grandparents take their grandchildren on a vacation without the parents. So some of the advantages or benefits that the grandparents and the grandchild are seeing is that it allows quality bonding time between the two generations that may not be able to get to spend as much time as possible. And it also, it creates an environment where you don't have the usual distractions and responsibilities of everyday life, so that your time is dedicated to exploring or discovering new experiences together and learning from each other. As you say, it's probably been happening, and I know it's been happening, but now it has a label.
We got to label everything nowadays, but it's good. It's a fun thing to talk about. Like you said, some of the advantages, the parents can have some time free to themselves, children free, which is always nice. I guess it depends on how old the children are too, right? Because, you know, if you're talking about grandparents, you're talking about people who are older, so you don't want to be, running around chasing a toddler, right?
No, absolutely. And when, you know, that's one thing you're going to have to consider is mobility and the opportunity for health to when you're considering all parties involved, because the grandparents may not be physically active as their younger counterparts. So planning an itinerary that's not overly strenuous is critical. And then depending on the age of the grandkids, they may not be able to participate in certain activities as well. So lots of considerations, but it is a way for grandparents to share their interests, their wisdom, pass along family traditions, and for the grandkids, a chance to gain new perspective, develop life skills, and create lasting memories with their grandparents. So it's again going back to allowing those two kind of audiences to connect without the external influence from their parents. But then again, how many times have you heard a grandparent say, "Oh, I love to have them, but then I give them back to my parents"?
Yeah, you might want to consider how long of a trip. Maybe a 3 or 4 day trip to, like Disneyland always comes to mind. That seems like it might be a popular choice. Do you find that with some of your clients that people are doing this?
Oh, absolutely. Because especially after the pandemic, people are really conscious of how quickly you can lose the time with your family or not being able to see it. So the demand for travel is definitely huge. And there's a lot of intergenerational bonding that is happening right now. So, you know, a couple of trips that come to mind that they take is sometimes they just go to like a national park like the Grand Canyon and just explore something like that where they're in nature. And it's, you know, depending on where you live, it's not that far away from home. So you don't have to worry about too big of a flight or a driving journey. So that's coming to the forefront too, is, as you say, how long you want to be away with your kids.
Well, and that's a good example of staying domestic within your own country, because if you are taking someone else's children outside of the country, that can get very dicey, and you better have all your ducks in a row as far as paperwork. And I can think of an example of a friend of mine who, him and his wife, they're the grandparents, they're split up. One of their sons is split up, but then he's the one that has the grandchildren. So now you're really complicating things if you're wanting to do that. So this is, I guess, a great example of having a travel advisor if that's the situation you find yourself in, right?
Right, because it depends on the country that you're going. As far as what is necessary as far as paperwork and such. And there's huge scrutiny from people when you're crossing borders, whether you're driving or you're flying. If you are traveling as an adult with a child on your own, or even with a couple, like such as the grandparents, they want to make sure that it's all the formal document or paperwork is documented and you have it in hand to present. And it's something that you cannot not adhere to and not acknowledge that you have to do this.
Well, for sure. And I guess it goes another destination that we are kind of talking off air is what if it's something exotic like a safari? Well, then the parents want to go. So again, you might want to choose a destination that the parents aren't going to be jealous about.
Oh yeah, like we work with a great company called Abercrombie and Kid, and they always show different examples of how of how the this bonding experience can happen on an African safari or other adventures throughout the world. And it is like, if I was the parent, you better be taking me, like the grandparent has to take their kids, right? Meaning us. So but yeah, because there's also different, like it's different customs in Africa that you have to adhere to. Maybe the situation comes up where the kids are on medication that you have to be aware that is it legal to take into another country? What kind of what do you need to do? Visas are a concern too. So planning very very well, or very lots of logistics involved that, again, as you say, a travel agent will come in, come into play very well, because they know what you the situation that applies to you personally, not as well as generic, but as well as just your scenario.
Well, yeah, so a destination, picking a destination is probably key to having a successful skip gin travel experience. I would just say just keep it simple. The KISS method, a weekend away at a national park where it's only an hour or two drive, probably maybe a good starting point.
Yeah, and again, the duration of the trip, that you have to make sure it's the right balance on the allowing enough time for relaxation and enjoyment without overwhelming everybody. So yeah, it'll be fun. And you might enjoy something new, like going diving or scuba diving. That'd be kind of fun if the kids have never done that before.
Exactly.
Me.
Some good advice, good tips on Skip Gen Travel. Just Google Skip Gen Travel. You can find all kinds of different information on it, or just call your local travel agent to set something up. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Thanks, Onanta.
Thanks, Randy. Have a good week.